Grace and peace to you this morning from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I stand here this morning to tell you that a correct understanding of Genesis 1-3 in our Holy Scriptures is an important part of the foundation of the Christian faith. It gives answers to key questions about God and our situation on this earth that we would not have otherwise. We are told there that sin entered the human race in the Garden of Eden. And that is reinforced in other places in the Holy Scriptures. Satan, a mighty angel named Lucifer, had rebelled against God and became evil. And he launched an attack against mankind's first couple by questioning God's word and leading Adam and Eve to doubt it. It is obvious that his purpose was to bring disorder to God's creation of humans by leading them away from God. He opened the conversation cleverly by asking a question that he already knew was not true. He said to Eve, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree of the garden?'" And Eve replied, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" And that's when Satan responded with his great lie. For he said, "You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And so here, Satan cleverly attempted to hide his great lie by mixing it with a little bit of truth. Adam and Eve did gain knowledge of good and evil, but they gained it only by disobeying God and becoming evil. And this lie of Satan has led to severe consequences. Adam and Eve failed to trust God's word and yield to Satan's temptation. And God punished them for their rebellion against him by bringing a curse down on them and all their offspring. And that curse resulted in both physical and spiritual death. It brought about alienation and separation from their Creator. It also led to alienation among humankind. We can't get along with each other very well, can we? Adam and Eve and their descendants found it was impossible to escape the inherited corruption they had received and to save themselves. What did not change was that God still cared about His creation. He could have destroyed them, or he could have refused to have anything to do with them and let them go on and eventually destroy themselves. But he did not do that. He provided a way by which they could be saved. He was determined to save many of the human race and bring out of it people that were righteous and would live with him forever. They could not save themselves, but God could save them. And this plan is actually referred to for the first time in Genesis 3. in speaking to Satan after his deception led to the corruption and fall of the human race, God said this, quote, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. We in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and in other Bible-believing churches consider this to be the first announcement of the gospel here all the way back in Genesis 3. We believe that by using the words he and the word his in his words to Satan, God had one particular offspring in mind. The defeat of Satan is implied by his being bruised in the head. Any injury to the head is serious. And that is far more serious than a woman's offspring being bruised in the heel. Suffering will be brought to Christ's people. And this prophecy, along with many other prophecies, keep in mind we have 100 prophecies about salvation in the Old Testament, eventually came to fulfillment in Jesus Christ, who is clearly presented in the New Testament as the promised Messiah who would defeat Satan. Yes, you heard that right. Satan has been defeated. Christ has delivered those of us who believe in him from sin, death, and Satan's hope that we would wind up in hell with him. But he is not in hell yet, and if you want to know why, you'll have to ask God when you get there. He has his plan, he has his reasons, I'm sure. And there is much evidence that Satan is still at work and still deceiving people today. Keep in mind that Satan was so bold, he even tempted Jesus in the wilderness. He tried to lure Peter away from Jesus. Luke 22 tells us that our Lord told Peter, quote, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan desired to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail. Unquote. Satan, the scripture says, even entered into Judas and thus had greater influence over him when he went to see the chief priests and scribes and to plot how Jesus could be put to death. And there are many other places in the Holy Scriptures that confirm that Satan is still active. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he warns us, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness. 1 Peter, Peter warns us to look out for the devil. He uses this symbolic language that he's like a lion trying to destroy us. And Jesus sums up the character of Satan in John 8. This is what Jesus is quoted as saying there. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So what does this all have to do with us today? Plenty. there are a lot of reasons to believe that Satan is still very active in the world today and manipulating things behind the scenes. What to me is really scary is that there are an increasing number of people who do not believe he even exists. That suits him well. Polls by such organizations, I looked up three of them. Barna Research Center, Gallup Poll, and Harris Poll. They all show that about 90% of people today believe there is a God. But that's not as good as you might think, because just a few years ago it was 95%. And they all show that the number of people who believe there is a devil or Satan is way less than those who believe there's a God, 20 to 25% less, depending on which poll you use. We as Christians should have no reservations that he exists. We have the word of the top expert in the history of the world, Jesus Christ, who says so. The one who existed before the worlds were even formed, he said that. Jesus says that he had talked to Satan. That should end all doubts for a Christian. And that leads us to an important and relevant question this morning. What is Satan doing today? Well, keep in mind that his name, he has several names. His name, Satan, means adversary. He is the enemy of God. He wants to take as many people to hell with him as he can. There is no evidence that Satan can directly make us do what he wants us to do. I hate that line, "the devil made me do it." It's sort of a joke. He's no joking matter. And in my entire life, I have not seen any things of the devil making anyone doing something. But he is an evil spirit who can influence others, and those others can wage war on Christ's church. Jesus in John 12 called him, this is a little scary, quote, "the ruler of this world." And many people suspect, and I am one of them, that Satan is behind the pseudoscience or false science being taught today concerning the origin of human beings and the universe. We can't possibly learn from Genesis 1-3 if we don't believe it's true and it's literal. That's just what Satan wants. And many young people are taught at their churches and at home that God is the creator of all things. And then they go to school and they are bombarded with the theory of evolution and given naturalistic explanations for the origin of life and the origin of the universe. The main problem here is not that the idea is taught, but it is still called by them the theory of evolution. Look up and see what a theory is. And they are teaching it as fact when it has not been demonstrated one time. Not only that, but the pro-evolutionary activists do everything they can to keep the theory from even being questioned in the school. They use organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union and others and threaten to sue school districts and states if they insist on alternate accounts of man's origins being included in the school curriculum. there's hardly any school system that can afford to go into the courts for years and battle them. So it's obvious today why so many young people come away confused. It's equally obvious to me, because I have talked with a number of them, that this has damaged the faith in God of many young people. I am not a scientist, but I have been in contact with many scientists for many, many years. Men and women who oppose the theory of evolution. And for those interested in some of the scientific arguments against the theory, because I don't think I should be preaching on the theory of evolution up here, there's too much Bible that I need to share and explain. But there are some people interested in that. There is a chair there, over there. And right in that direction, I moved it away from the door. It has a yellow sheet on it, front and back, where you can read a good number of points that I have gathered from Christian scientists over the years, including John Klotz of our own synod, who was listed in Who's Who in American Science. So that's there to pick up. There is one error. If you email them, it's not .edu, it's .org. Okay, so we've had a rough morning on plenty of stuff. But just cross out the .edu, the last word on the second page, on the back page, and put .org there and use that as your email address. There is the name of an organization there where you can get more information. You can tap onto their website, and it has a whole list of questions and their answers. I asked them to review the sheet for me. They said they did not have the time to do that. They were very glad I was preaching on the subject, but they get over 10,000 inquiries a month. They just can't handle all of them individually. So they put a lot of information on their website. I would encourage you to look that up so that you can be prepared to defend the truth of God's revelation as recorded in Genesis. I believe in true science. I do not believe in evolution. I don't believe that true science. I have never seen one iota of proof for it. Over 100 scientists a number of years ago ran a full-page ad in the New York Times saying that the scientists were greatly misleading the public by acting as if evolution had been proved. It has not. And that included non-Christian scientists as well as Christians. It is interesting to note that we, as Christians, face the same kind of test as Adam and Eve. What's that? Well, do we believe God's testimony and trust in His words about our origins or someone else? Adam and Eve made their choice and the results were disastrous. Let us not make the same mistake. We are in a great spiritual war today, which has lasted practically as long as the history of mankind. In a sense, it reminds me of another great war that was fought, World War II. That lasted 6 years. And when the Japanese surrendered on September 2nd, 1945, that ended World War II. But note this, many Allies and Japanese and other people died from fighting after the war was over. Why? Because there were numerous islands throughout the Pacific Ocean where the Allies and the Japanese soldiers were fighting. And keep in mind, 1945, not 2018, They did not have the communications available to tell them that the war was over. So many soldiers on both sides died when their lives could have been spared. And so it is today. On the cross at Calvary, Jesus Christ died to pay for our sins and free us from the consequences of them. To free us from eternal death and the power of Satan. He rose 3 days later to prove that he had the power over death and that there is life beyond the grave. Yet in this war also, there are people who are needlessly dying with no hope for the future because they have not heard the great news that the Messiah, promised for thousands of years, has come. What the Messiah has done, and that the victory over death has been won. Let us do as much as we can to let them know. Amen.